Good morning, a Monday morning back with us. Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're all set to talk about a preview of what Governor Cuomo has in line in his State of the State address in terms of legislation he's proposing in this coming session in 2020. And then we had this horrible attack on Saturday in Rockland County at a Jewish Hanukkah celebration in Muncie, New York, north of New York City. Governor now labeling it as a hate crime. And he wants to call for legislation, which brings us to our original topic in the new year on domestic terrorism.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to push for this in the coming year for a new bill, which you got to imagine is going to, on the one hand, have a lot of support from state legislators going forward. Everyone will want to condemn terrorism and especially any kind of acts of violence like what we've seen in Rockland County this weekend. And on the other hand, it's always tricky, especially in the Democratic-led state assembly, to enact bills that increase punishment pretty much for any crime. So you're going to have some friction there between the obvious sentiment of, again, wanting to act as you can legislatively to condemn terrorism, expand penalties for it, and at the same time, institutionally, you'll have at least one block that isn't inclined to really increase criminal penalties or prison terms for most crimes.
What else is on deck for the coming legislative session, Yancey?
Well, we're looking, January 1 is going to be the enactment of some major new laws in New York. There's the Farm Workers Protection Law, which is going to impact farm workers and farms across New York, pay for overtime, right to unionize. And also one of the major new laws that come in is the bail and discovery changes, cashless bail, no bail rather for any kind of misdemeanors except for sex crimes, and also new discovery laws that will enable defense attorneys to better mount defenses and decide whether to do plea bargains with their clients. And these two changes are going to impact thousands of cases across New York, arguably one of the biggest criminal justice changes in the state. You rank up there with Rockefeller drug laws, the enactment of the death penalty, the repeal of the death penalty. One of the biggest criminal justice changes we've seen probably in decades.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read this and much, much more at newsday.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Yancey, thanks as always.
Thank you, Dave.